This informal practice is called forgiving others, and it will take about 15 minutes. So to begin, please find a comfortable position in a comfortable place. And then allow your eyes to close gently, giving yourself a few moments to settle and to center yourself. Maybe even taking two or three deep breaths. So this exercise has five parts. The first part is opening to pain, then responding compassionately, then cultivating wisdom, then the intention to forgive, and finally the responsibility to protect. So to begin, opening to pain, please begin to think of a person who has caused you some pain and whom you might be ready to forgive. And when a person comes to mind, then think of a specific event in that relationship that was mildly distressing. So please choose an event that was only mildly distressing, perhaps a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. It's important for this exercise that you choose a person and an action, an event, that you are truly ready to forgive, because you realize that hanging on to anger and blame is hurting you and is hurting you unnecessarily. So please take your time to choose a person and an event that you would like to address in this exercise. And also, as you do this exercise, try to make a lot of room for whatever you experience. Give it a lot of space, perhaps approaching the exercise with curiosity, aware of what happened without becoming too swept away by the story. And if you ever find yourself caught up and feel too uncomfortable, feel free to disengage from the exercise, knowing that you can return to it anytime you like. Okay? So now, beginning to remember the details of the event as vividly as possible, using all your senses. Were there any words? What was the situation? And most importantly, how did you feel in this situation? Getting in touch with the pain that this person caused you and beginning to re-experience it in your body. But also remembering that you only need to touch the pain, not be overwhelmed by it. Well, that's part one of forgiveness, beginning to open to the pain again. Part two is self-compassion. So seeing now if you can validate the pain as if you were speaking to a dear friend. In other words, of course you feel this way. You were hurt. You were hurt. This hurts. Ouch. So using whatever language feels right, and also with a tone of kindness. Maybe offering yourself self-compassion phrases like, may I be safe, may I be strong, may I be kind to myself. And if you like, even giving yourself compassion physically, perhaps by putting a hand over your heart if it's not there already or somewhere else, maybe even a place in your body that's holding some of the pain, and allowing kindness to stream through your hand into your body. Validating the pain and giving yourself kindness. And know that you don't have to go any further in this exercise. You can just remain here. If this is what you need, that is the most self-compassionate thing to do. And if you want to go on with this exercise, please asking yourself, am I ready to forgive this person? Am I really ready to do this? And again, if the answer is not really, please just keep validating what happened and being kind to yourself. And if you're ready to move to the next stage of this exercise, the stage of wisdom, if you are truly ready to forgive, then see if you can understand the forces that made this person act badly. What are the causes and conditions that led to this action? Perhaps recognizing that it's only human to make mistakes. Considering if there were any environmental factors that may have influenced what happened. Factors beyond yourself and beyond this person. Even beyond your current understanding. For example, maybe this person was under a lot of stress at the time. Were there any difficulties that shaped this person's personality? Difficult childhood, cultural factors, low self-esteem, financial stress. Most people are just trying to live their lives the best they can, and we hurt each other in the process. You were hurt. No matter how many factors were involved, you still feel hurt. But seeing if you can begin to understand some of those factors. So we're not trying to justify or excuse bad behavior. We're just curious. What were some of the conditions that led to this behavior? And as you do this also, please remembering to be very sympathetic with yourself as well for the pain that you endured. And now the next step in the process, which is the intention to forgive. So again, we're not just forgiving. We're forming the intention to forgive. So, if it feels right to forgive, and again, only if it truly feels right, then please begin to offer forgiveness to this other person. Perhaps by saying the phrase, "May I begin to forgive you for what you did, consciously or unconsciously, wittingly or unwittingly, that caused me pain." So again, orienting the heart toward forgiveness, forming the intention, "May I begin to forgive you for what you did, wittingly or unwittingly, that caused me pain." May I begin to forgive you for what you've done, consciously or unconsciously, that caused me real pain. Perhaps finding different language that feels just right for you. Knowing that when we're ready to forgive, this is often the best thing that we can do for ourselves. And then finally, step five is the responsibility to protect. And that is, if you feel ready, to make a contract with yourself, deciding not to be hurt like this again. Not by this person or anyone else, at least to the best of your ability. Knowing that you will do what it takes to feel safe again, to the best of your ability. Deciding not to be hurt like this again, not by this person or anyone else. And then when you're ready to begin to release this little exercise, allowing yourself to rest in your own experience, allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling, allowing this exercise to have been just as it was, and also allowing yourself to be just as you are, right here and right now, fully human. And if you would like to reflect on this experience, perhaps you could ask yourself, what did it feel like to reconnect with the pain that you experienced? Could you offer yourself compassion? Was there any resistance? Were you able to identify any factors that you had not previously considered that led to this person's hurtful behavior? And how did it feel to use the forgiveness phrase? Were you able to get in touch with feelings of resolve to protect yourself in the future? Many people who do this exercise, they actually discover they are not ready to forgive, and that's okay too. Unwillingness to forgive is itself an important learning experience. If that was the case for you, you could try focusing on the word begin. May I begin to forgive you? Which really honors your intention without struggling to make it happen. And we will know when we have actually forgiven, when the heart feels free. But if forgiveness feels like a burden, then we are not yet ready, and that's okay too. Then it's good to back up a little, recognize that we were hurt, and give ourselves a lot of compassion. Thank you.